Mention archaeology, and you're likely to elicit thoughts of Indiana Jones swapping golden idols for bags of sand, or Drs. Grant and Statler painstakingly uncovering dinosaur fossils with paintbrushes. But neither is an accurate portrayal of the discipline. For one, the study of dinosaurs and their fossils actually falls under the science of paleontology, while Dr. Jones' globe-trotting antics are a throwback to an antiquated, treasure-hunting-focused idea of archaeology as a field of study, one that the discipline was actively distancing itself from long before the films reintroduced and popularized it with mainstream audiences. These days, archaeologists describe their profession like this.
Archaeology is a subset of anthropology. Archaeology deals with humans who have passed away and the materials that they've left behind, and we're trying to learn about them from what remains.
That's Ashley Chamberlain, museum assistant at the Pomo Museum in Port Moody, British Columbia, where a new series of junior archaeology workshops aims to introduce archaeology to a new generation of curious minds.
So it's really getting, I think, starting at a younger age of, you know, what is archaeology and getting kids interested in it, because I think a lot of people are interested in it and they just don't really understand that it's archaeology that they're interested in. So it's getting them to, you know the basics of like how do we look for things in the field, as well as understanding the importance of it here in BC and how it's used to assist First Nations in solidifying their land claims, as well as just kind of letting people give it a try.
Beyond being introduced to the concept and fundamentals of archaeology, participants will also get hands-on experience with some of the nitty-gritty day-to-day activities that an archaeologist might be tasked with.
They're going to be doing some sifting activities and doing some mini little EU kits, excavation unit, I should say, as well as just like as a fun one at the end of putting some pottery together and, you know, doing that conservation preservation aspect of it. Because what do we do once we take them out of the ground? Well, we gotta fix them up. So just trying to get people a good idea of like what this is and maybe pique their interest.
As Chamberlain explains, archaeology is a growing industry, particularly in BC.
It's kind of another way of getting people interested in it because archaeology is such a relevant industry in BC.
That's because of the role archaeology plays in all new construction across the province.
It has to be done with every construction project. So whether it's remote or if it's in the city, it's happening. It's happening everywhere. The Heritage Conservation Act requires that archaeology be done on any land that has not already been surveyed, and that's most of BC. There were no surveys done or checking for archaeological sites really anywhere prior to the 80s, at least recording it properly and on a system. So it's important that we go around and we have to check the ground underneath before we start building anything else up. So it's really important that we go in there and we look and we make sure that there aren't any archaeological sites. And then you kind of assess from there of like, can we preserve this or are we going to move it? That's normally the deciding factor. Like, is it more important that we build a road here? Or, okay, if that's the case, then we need to move these materials elsewhere to be preserved because this is an archaeological site. So it's making sure that we're preserving Indigenous history while still, I guess, progressing and moving the city in the ways that it needs to go as populations rise. But it's really just ensuring that Indigenous history is taken care of and preserved properly.
This means that beyond a field of academic study, archaeology can also be a busy, rewarding career path.
There are so many jobs. When I told my parents I wanted to switch to archaeology, my mom was so concerned about the job market for me. And then she looked into it and she went, oh, there's a lot you can do. There totally is. There's so many cultural resource management companies in BC. A good chunk of them are owned by First Nations themselves. I used to work for a First Nations company. But there's so many people out here wanting to do this work because things are moving all the time. And a lot of the times we're reassessing and looking for ark sites that maybe not even a house is getting built there. It's just to check. It was sacred to these people and now we want to go check it. So there's all work going on all the time, just in the field. That's not including, you know, academics. That's not working with collections. That's just strictly the field. So there's a lot you can do with an archaeology degree.
So if you're curious about digging around in the dirt and learning about people from the things they leave behind, Chamberlain has this message.
It's going to be really fun and really cool. That's my little dorky ask. I don't know. I think a lot of people don't realize what archaeology is. And I think it's because it's such a relevant industry, like, get to know what's going on in BC. This is a great way to learn. Just give it a try. Like, if it's something you're curious about, give it a try. You might like it. The biggest thing I was told when I first went into archaeology was give it a try. You may not like it. Not everyone likes sitting out in the sun all day digging holes. It's, for most of my friends, their favorite thing to do all day. I get pictures all the time of them in the field. But just give it a try. I think it's also useful for students at SFU if they're not able to afford a field school and do those classes that are involved with it. We're kind of going to try and simulate that here. So just give it a go. See if you are okay digging through dirt layer by layer and assessing things and using your mind to try and figure out what's going on. See if that's actually an interest of yours. So if you're interested in archaeology, this is a great way to just see if you like it.
The Junior Archaeology Workshops run Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th at noon at the Pomo Museum at 2734 Murray Street in Port Moody. You can email info@pomo.museum to sign up or visit pomo.museum for more information. From Port Moody, for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, I'm Jesse Wensloff. This story is made possible by support from the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative and can be found online with stories from across the country at frequencynews.ca.